بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى من سار على هديه إلى يوم الدين. اللهم آمين. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me out to tell you the good stories I have about the Islam of the people. The story of today is for two people. They are Victor and Angela. And at the time I was moving to Saudi Arabia from the United States of America, I sent the kids first, and then I waited there till I sold the home and the cars and what have you. So after I sold the home, I looked around for one room to have as a place of residence. And I found that room in a house for Victor and Angela. And when I met with them, I was telling them that I need only one room. And they said, okay, we're gonna give you the key for the house. We are traveling between Modesto and San Jose, and all the week, and only the weekend we would reside in our home. So I said, okay, so I'm going to be alone. They said, yes. And then she said something really interesting. She said, but you know what? I just wanted to ask you something. Cleanliness is something that really I admire and I like. And I don't know, how do you like cleanliness? I mean, is it something that is a habit of yours, or is it something that you don't like to clean, or what? Tell me about that. So I said, what do you mean by cleanliness? She said, the bathroom cleaning. Oh, okay. I said, okay. Well, the bathroom cleaning, the bathroom is the place where we purify ourselves, and we as Muslims, we have to have a clean bathroom. And this is something that you don't have to worry about. So she said, okay, I'm sorry if I have insulted you. I said, no, you have not at all. And then I went in, I went into their home, and then I went to that bathroom that she was talking about. Boy, I have never seen in my life a filthier bathroom than that one. I'm sorry to say that, but this was a reality. To me, at least to the standard, to the cleaning standard, or to the cleanness standard I have. So I went ahead to the supermarket. I grabbed some of the detergents and the cleaning tools and what have you. And I cleaned it to the way I'm used to. So to make it usable. And alhamdulillah, I was cleaning the top of the sink top. I was cleaning the mirror. I like the bathroom to look nice. And then I continued my week and going back and forth to work and finishing my stuff. At the weekend, they came and they opened the home. I was at work that time. At 9 p.m. I came back. And while going up to my room, Angela called me and said, Awad, can I have a few minutes with you? I said, yeah, sure, just let me change. And then I changed my clothing and then came down. And then she said, when I told you about that cleanliness, believe me, I didn't want to insult you or talk. I mean, you cleaned the bathroom in a way, I mean, for the past 13 years since I owned this home, I've never seen it as clean. And what is the reason for that? And she was inquiring, like, why? Why did you clean it that much? So I said, well, it's our religion. I mean, we pray to Allah, and praying it involves cleanness, ablution. We go to the bathroom, we make sure that we are clean. So a filthy bathroom will not help us to reach that result. So I'm cleaning it because of that. She said, your religion. I said, yeah. So what do you believe in? I said, I'm a Muslim, alhamdulillah. And she said, And does your religion requires from you to do something else other than cleanness? I said, yes. She said, like what? I said, like praying. And she said, and how do you pray? And I said, okay, we direct ourselves to Mecca, Kaaba, wherever we are in the world, and we raise our hands, greetings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we put our hands over each other like this, the right hand over the left hand, and then we start saying Al-Fatiha, and I explained Al-Fatiha to her. Al-Fatiha is saying thank you Allah for Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of the all the words, and you are the final decision maker at the end day of just judgment, where my destiny is going to be said, whether I'm going to the paradise or the hellfire. We worship you Allah, and we seek help from you to guide us to the right path, the right path of the people whom you have bestowed your kindness and blessing, not the path of the people who have whom you have bestowed your anger on them, and or the people who have went astray. Ameen. And then she said, oh, that's nice. And I said, yeah, we say that 19 times a day. And we pray 5 times a day. And each prayer involves more than one rak'ah. And each rak'ah has that in it. It must have that in it. And then I moved on to another ritual, like we go to Hajj and what have you. They were listening to me from 9:30 until 12 midnight, and I was talking to them, and they're asking me and so forth, and we enjoyed our company together. And after the first day finished, I went back to my room, and next day I was coming also late at night, and then they asked me to join them, and we sat down. They asked me further questions. She asked me about the hijab. She said, you guys make your wives or ladies cover. Why is that? And I said, well, first of all, we don't make them cover. They cover by themselves. And the reason for that is that because the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in the females or in the women is meant only for one man. So your beauty is only meant for victor. So there is no point of exposing your beauty to anybody else. And you can understand what I mean. The beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in women is to make a reason for the man to have a relation with the lady, and to produce generations for humanity to continue. If the lady are not having this feature, and the man does not have the reason, why would men and women have a relation? So the core reason for that beauty is basically for the humanity continuity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He has created this beauty, He has of course put restrictions and boundaries for how to control that desire from the men to women and vice versa. So one of the restrictions that He has put is to ask men not to look at women, or to lower their gaze whenever there is a woman in front of them, unless if she is a wife for him, or she is a daughter or a sister or a mother or something like that. There's no desire on these ladies to him. And he has also asked the women to have hijab so that they cover this beauty. And they cover it but for their also relatives, their husbands, their brothers, their sons, their fathers or their uncles and what have you. So that restriction, I was telling Angela, has came for the benefit of humanity, has came for the benefit of the continuity of the mankind. So we should not go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. He created this beauty, so we have to do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mandated. That's why our wives are covered. So, and then she asked me, but I don't know, how do I look in that? And then we moved into another subject, and then after a little while, she told me, when you leave, can you arrange for somebody who's a Muslim like you so that the house will be safe and clean? If you would like to rent the home, I have a couple that I know, and they're willing to. Actually, he's looking for a house. And then I said, I will let him meet with you tomorrow, inshallah. And then she said, okay, when tomorrow comes, I arranged for the meeting. Brother Mohanna and his wife came in, and Angela was looking at his wife. She was pretty, and she was covered. So she saw the cover or the Islamic dress in practicality, in reality. And she was admiring the beauty of that lady. And she said, oh, you know, that I was not thinking that the cover will make the lady even more beautiful. And then the lady was saying, oh, thank you very much. And we went around, they saw the home and they agreed, whatever. And then after they left, and I was looking at Angela and Victor, and I was saying, what do you think about that? And then she said, about what? Said, about what we have been talking about, that Allah is the one who has created all of us and is the one who has created all the reasons for us to continue in this existence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who is worthy worship. And from the discussions that we had throughout the 3 weeks, 4 weeks I have lived with them, of course I have explained to them the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I explained to them a lot of aspects in Islam. And alhamdulillah, she said, yeah, I believe that there is no God save Allah. And then I said, what about you, Victor? And then Victor said, yeah, I believe too. I said, okay, what's left is Muhammad, his last messenger. And then Angela was saying, who is Muhammad? I said, Muhammad, peace be upon him, he is the prophet who has told us all what I told you about Islam. And that's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The result was that both of them said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah." After I have told them, if you would like to become a Muslim, they both accepted Islam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And this time, I won two people to become in the paradise, inshallah. And I will leave you here with this story. Jazakumullah khair, and thank you very much for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.